Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, August 16th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. One of the biggest financial moves you can make may also be one of the biggest life decisions, tying the knot.
People with one income versus people who can rely on two incomes are able to build wealth much more slowly. So married couples are sort of accelerating that track while single people are really just trying to keep up.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Julia Carpenter. We'll talk with her about why singles are under more financial pressure these days after the break.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
It's better to be married than single in terms of your finances, and that's been a case for a long time. But thanks to inflation and rising home prices, the gap between married people and singles is widening. The Wall Street Journal's Julia Carpenter has been following this issue, and she's here now. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Daniela. Thank you for having me.
I was struck by this recent statistic. The median net worth of married couples aged 25 to 34 years old was not twice or three times the median net worth of single households. You've reported that married couples had nearly nine times the net worth of single households in 2019. That's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. That is astonishing. And economists say the gap is only getting bigger. What is behind this chasm?
There's a lot behind that gap. I mean, the things that maybe everyone is feeling, including married couples, things like inflation, you know, increased prices on everything from gas to groceries, things like the hot housing market, rising home prices that we've seen are up, you know, 44% according to Redfin, things that people feel on all levels. The difference is people with one income versus people who can rely on two incomes are able to build wealth much more slowly. So married couples are sort of accelerating that track while single people are really just trying to keep up.
It's been a tumultuous past few years. We've seen the pandemic downturn, then a recovery, now inflation. Housing is at its least affordable since 1989. How does that influence the wealth gap between single and married people?
All of these things are making it more challenging for single people to reach these money milestones that are really key to building wealth in America. Things like home ownership, things like being able to save for retirement, things like having that emergency fund. These are all much easier to access for married couples. And I think especially looking at this data, it's interesting to me to see just how far single people are behind.
You've been speaking to some people about their finances, and I hoped you could talk about one couple. It's a straight couple, and the man told you he had $10,000 in credit card debt when he tied the knot in 2020. Then what happened?
So his wife-to-be at that point said, "The worst part of having credit card debt is the interest. I don't want you to be affected by this interest. I have that money in savings. Let me pay it off for you." They called it the wifey bank.
The wifey bank?
Yes. And then he paid her back. And it's something like that, having that partner who's able to do that for you, is hugely influential.
The wifey bank gave him some very cheap debt. He also gave her something you reported when it came to childcare. Is that right?
You know, Gabby, his wife, she's in PR and she has a very successful career in public relations. She said she's been able to be so successful because her husband, Pablo, has been there for her when she needs it. She's able to work longer hours. She's able to go on trips. She's able to take on extra consulting jobs because she knows that in their partnership, he's going to cover for her in those moments. He's going to be there for their one-year-old son. He's going to be doing all of the different duties and chores that, you know, for a single person really eats into their ability to then grow their wealth this way.
So that works for people who get married, but you've also been reporting on how a lot of people are waiting a longer time to get married. What does that mean for the wealth gap?
We're seeing people delay marriage more and more, and that's for men and for women. People say they're doing it for their careers, so they're able to then focus on their careers more. They're able to build their wealth that way. They're able to accelerate their earnings and all of that. But there are these other assets, things like homeownership, which is such a perfect example, that are really out of reach for people unless you have another person, another person's assets to then contribute to the down payment, another person to make your mortgage application more attractive. So all of these things that we typically associate with, oh, you just work hard in your career, you make more money, you get these things. We're realizing now that that's not as easy as it sounds.
Just last week on the show, we talked about a Wall Street Journal analysis showing that the gender wage gap starts to widen as early as 3 years after graduation. So I want to ask about the financial pressures that single women in particular are facing. You spoke to a 27-year-old single woman. How's she doing?
Her name is Alyssa Cruz, and she is a library cataloger. She lives in Columbus, Ohio, and she's taking steps to earn more income. She wants to go back to school. She wants to get her master's and become a data analyst. She lives with her cat in Columbus in an apartment alone. She wants to get a corgi in the future, but she's feeling rising prices. She wants to move apartments, but she's not going to be able to buy a house anytime soon. And she still regularly donates plasma when she needs a little bit more room in her budget. So she's not able to take the leaps that other people are able to when they can rely on someone else.
Besides falling in love and tying the knot, what financial advice have you heard for singles who want to build wealth?
I was interviewing two authors, Margaret Price and Jill Gianola, and they wrote Single Women and Money, How to Live Well on Your Income. And something they said that really struck me is that single people, especially single women, are much more conservative in their investments than partnered people. And that's because if something goes wrong in the market, if they lose that money, it matters that much more to them, but it also holds them back in the long term. They're unable to take advantage of a lot of the gains that other people who take bigger risks can see. And that could be holding them back and could be something that they could think of as they're looking to build wealth.
That is a lot to think about. The Wall Street Journal's Julia Carpenter, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Daniela Cheslow for the Wall Street Journal.
Join the Wall Street Journal for Tech Live and watch tech's biggest players break tech's biggest news. Live from Montage Laguna Beach on October 24th through 26th. Use code PODCAST and save 20% on your online pass. Register now at wsj.com/techlive22.